Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. In studio with me is our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization, Tim Staples. And it's open forum, so we're taking questions from anyone on any aspect of the Catholic faith. You want to ask about Jesus, you want to ask about the apostles, you want to ask about anything that came after Jesus and the apostles. Bible question, maybe a sacraments question, they're all welcome during open forum. And you can call from anywhere in the world, and it doesn't matter what you think, believe, hold to. Anybody can call, anybody. If you're an atheist and you want to ask about God, you're welcome to call. If you're a sedevacantist and you want to ask about the Pope, well, there is a Pope, so that's what we're going to tell you. But you're welcome to call. Anybody. We'd love talking to people, and we love talking about the faith, and that's what we do here at Catholic Answers Live 3 times a year. And it just so happens that today is the first day of this. We also, in the midst of answering phone calls, raise money. And this hour, we will be raising money, and the number to call to make your pledge, your gift, is 888-291-8000. Two lines are full right now. Every other line being staffed by someone here on the staff of Catholic Answers is open. They've all taken the time from what they usually do to just answer phones, and they'd love to talk with you. 888-291-8000. $15,000 match means that over the course of the hour, if we raise $15,000, we've got a donor who has agreed to give us $15,000. And this has become kind of a tradition here at Catholic Answers during the fund drives. We have a few, maybe more than a few. I actually don't know. I've never been told the names of who gives us the money, but we have donors who are willing to put up the money, who are willing to take the challenge. And what they say is, here's 15, if you can go raise 15. And that's what we're going to try to do this hour. We were able to do it with the help of so many good friends and helpers last hour. More than 50 people called. It's more than 70 people called.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and helped us raise more than $15,000. As a matter of fact, more than $20,000 last hour.
Wow.
888-291-8000. If you could pick up the phone and call that number and make your pledge, it would be of great help to us. We're trying very hard to have a good, solid first day. We have a lot to pay for right now. That's just the way it is. We got a lot to pay for.
And folks, I know we just had, and I have to say again, thank you for an awesome first hour. But we've got to do it again. We've got to, as Cy said, another $15,000 match, and let's hit it again. We finished it. I don't remember the last time I was able to announce before we went off the air, we made the match.
We don't usually tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's exciting. And folks, we want to do it again because, as I said in the first hour, folks, we have a lot, and Cy mentioned, we have a lot to do. We want to grow our video department, our online presence, folks, where we have really got a good crew here. If you look at the numbers.
Starting to hit on all cylinders around
here. Oh, my
here.
Goodness. Yeah. Look at the numbers of our videos, the watches and such now. The views. I got to get that language right.
Yeah.
Right. The views and such are going up, up, and away. We've got a team here, folks, like we have never had before. Chris Check, our president, has done a phenomenal job taking us just up a notch, right? We're hitting on, as I said, on all cylinders. But you know what, folks? We need the financial support to keep this radio show going. And folks, let's be clear here. We got a $15,000 match, and we've got to hit that. And so, you know, we had a lot of folks call that first hour. So we need you now to call. Those of you who did not, and can I say this too? There might be some folks here, because remember we mentioned a lot of people can't give. I mentioned in the first hour letter that I got somebody saying, I wish I could give, but I can't because he lost his job because of COVID-19. There's a lot of folks who want to give and they can't. So we need y'all to step up. And maybe there's some folks right now, you've been given $25 a month for umpteen years, and God bless you, thank you. How about doubling it? Let's go from $25 to $50 a month. We need to all step up to the plate. And as we mentioned before, we need that thing to tick up. You know, but I got some good news before we came on the air. We had actually lost about one per tower. I know we had dropped, I think, from 15 to 14 or something like that.
Okay.
And it ticked back up after our last drive.
Oh,
so we're at 15 per tower, which is back to where we were before. But you know what we got to do now is take it beyond. We need to get 18 to 20.
Imagine where we
tower.
Would be if we got 18 to 20. That's
right.
It sounds like not that many people, you know, per radio tower around this country,
yep.
18 to 20 people made any kind of donation. And we are able to do far more than we're able to do right now.
Absolutely. So, folks, we need your help right now. And don't let the devil tell you that your $25 a month gift doesn't matter. Are you kidding me? That's our bread and butter here. And don't let the devil tell. Look, some of you have got that $10,000 that you could write the check right now. Folks, we need to hear from you at 888-291-8000. So I want to be able to announce this hour like I did last hour before we go off the air. Let's say at about the 40-minute mark this time.
Let's hit, okay, that'll be our goal.
40-minute mark. We want to be able to announce we have hit the $15,000, and then's when we want you to step up to the plate even more and give even more. Folks, but you need to start right now, because I'm seeing right now there's one person that's called or that's on the line right now. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 open lines. So let's start now at 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give there as well. But that's 888-291-8000.
Let's go to the phones, because that's what we do. We answer questions. And up next for open forum today is Amanda in Tennessee, listening on the EWTN app. Amanda in Tennessee, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, well, it's actually a two-part question. To start with, I'm a brand new Catholic, and so I've been, you know, hearing things over, you know, the course of my journey into the church about different devotions, you know, like
yes.
the Sacred Heart of Jesus or the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but I don't really understand what it means to have a devotion and what that would look like in a person's
okay.
daily life. And
yes.
then the second part of the question is specifically about the most precious blood of Jesus. Because
yes.
I just heard about that first of last month, and I really didn't have much luck finding anything out about it. So I'm not really sure.
Well, I think you've made the right call here, Amanda. And first of all, understand when we talk about having a devotion, right, devotion to the Blessed Mother and such, think about it in terms of marriage as an analogy. Marriage, of course, me and my wife, when we confected the sacrament in the presence of a priest, and of course, in order for that to be a valid sacrament, it must be confected in the presence of deacon, priest, or bishop. Our devotion to one another, my wife and mine, became an occasion for an explosion of grace. Right now, wait a second, we're just human beings. How can that be, right? Well, it is because, as Ephesians 5:19 through 32 says, marriage is a sacramental manifestation of the love of Christ for his bride, which is the church. And so when my wife and I exchanged vows, she said, I do. And I said, I do. We basically submitted ourselves to one another, but in the Lord, as Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 says, submit yourselves one to another in the Lord. Wives to husbands, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. It's Jesus Christ that empowers us to be able to be instruments of grace for each other when we are devoted to one another. Now, that's easy to see, isn't it, in marriage, how that it's Christ who does it, but he needs us as willing participants in order to confect the miracle, the power of the union of that marriage that's ratified when we exchange vows. And then, of course, when we consummate that union, those graces are increased and perfected, and we're empowered to live the sacrament. Well, when we have devotion to the saints, to one another as members of the body of Christ. Now, properly, within reason, of course, we don't worship any member of the body of Christ, but we do honor and we're devoted to. We love one another as members of the body of Christ. In fact, we're empowered to by Jesus Christ, who said in John 13:34, love one another as I have loved you, right? Now, this is beyond marriage, but Jesus has empowered us to be able to love others. Like, I can say I love Cy Kellett. He's my brother in Christ. Well, what does love mean? It means being devoted. It means willing his good. And that involves making sacrifices for him, right? If I love, I'm going to sacrifice. That's why folks need to get on the phone right now and call and make a sacrifice and give the Catholic Answers, right? At 888-291-8000. Why? Because in that act of self-abnegation and donation, you are causing an explosion of God's grace into the body of Christ, right? When I am devoted to the Blessed Mother, because as we talked about earlier, her high office, the highest office, she's the Mother of God. Because of her, the great things that God has done in her, with her, and for her, as Luke 1:48 says, when I'm devoted to her, it is an instrument of grace for me. See, we need not only Jesus in our lives, but according to 1 Corinthians 12:21, St. Paul says, can the eye say to the hand, I have no need of thee? Can the head say to the foot, I have no need of thee? The answer is no. We need each other as members of the body of Christ because that's the way God has designed it. So devotion to the saints is grace-filled and grace-communicating as well. And then lastly, when you ask about the blood of Christ, I mean, three verses of scripture popped in my head immediately. You know, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 says, you have not been redeemed with material objects, or he says perishable objects like gold or silver, but you have been redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame the devil, how? By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and because they loved not their lives unto the death. And 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us of all unrighteousness. Notice that. The blood redeems, the blood cleanses. This is why we can have devotion to the precious blood of Jesus. Now, ultimately, we know devotion to the precious blood is an acknowledgement of the sacrifice of Christ and his blood that was poured out for our salvation. But the only reason why we can have a devotion to the blood of Jesus is because the blood of Jesus belongs to Jesus. So we are ultimately devoting ourselves to Jesus while recognizing the special place that the blood of Jesus has in God's plan of salvation. And so it is with devotions to the Sacred Heart and so many, the infant Jesus, because we recognize that Christ redeemed us at every aspect of his life, from the womb to the tomb and beyond. And I'll give you homework. Read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 517, and you'll get a sense of what that means as well. But folks, questions like these from our beloved listeners are the reason why we exist as Catholic Answers. Carl Keating prophetically established this apostolate a whole lot of years ago, about 38 or so years ago. And basically, he had one goal, and that is to give people Catholic Answers. We're not here to tout Cy Kellett's brilliance or Tim Staples' knuckleheadedness or anything else. We are here to present the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. That's why we exist. And folks, we need you to be able to continue to give answers like the one you just heard and so many thousands more potentially. Can you imagine that? How many lives are going to be changed by God's grace, God willing, if folks will pick up the phone right now? Look, you have an opportunity right now to be involved in everything we are about to do. I said it in the last hour. Join the team right now, yes. And you can do that at 888. Come on, folks. We got way too many open lines right now. At 888-291-8000, because, folks, we're not even close to meeting our $15,000 match right now. And I want to be able to say it. At 4:40, that means in 20 minutes?
4:40 minus 15, 25.
25 minutes. All right, thank you. 25 minutes, folks. So we got a lot of work to do. Pick up that phone right now, 888-291-8000. There's somebody, you know, you've been listening a long time and you've been saying, no, I should. You know what? Now's the time. 888 291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Let me entice you a little bit with some of the gifts that these publishers have made available to us. 888-291-8000 is the number. Almost every staff member now awaiting a call. Only one call on right now, so it's perfect time to pick up the phone and make your pledge. There's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. 888-291-8000. Here's what we want to give you. If you can make a pledge of $20 a month, that pledge is immediately matched for us, dollar for dollar. So a $20 a month pledge is $240. For us, it's $480 because it's all matched right now. So you're giving us $480 when you pledge $20 a month, and then we're able to send you from the Augustine Institute Press, the Augustine Bible, English Standard Version, Catholic edition of the Bible. Absolutely beautifully put together it comes in a beautiful box, and then you pull it out, and for those of you watching online, you can see it right now, a beautiful inlaid Bible cover, the Augustine Bible, and then inside, you have the entire Bible in a beautiful translation, and you also have the helpful comments from the Augustine Institute, and you're just going to love this Bible. It's $20 a month, means that every dollar is doubled, and we're able to send you the Bible. And maybe you're one of those people who can do a $45 a month pledge. I know that it's tough times all over. I know that for many, a $45 a month pledge is just a wild amount of money, but there are folks who can do that. And if you can do that, we'll send you the Bible. Every dollar of it will be matched up to $15,000. And then we'll also send you a copy of every single book in the 20 Answers series. You get the full 20 Answers series, 38 books, sent to wherever you tell us to send it. If you can make a pledge of $45 a month or a one-time gift of $500. I'm going to go back to the phones, but I want to say it again, what we're able to give. At a $20 a month pledge, we can send you this Augustine Bible. Absolutely beautiful Bible. You give it as a gift or keep it in your home. Keep it to read. You'll be happy that you did. Every dollar of that is matched. 888-291-8000. If you can make a $500 one-time pledge or a $45 a month pledge, the Bible comes to your house. But also, every single copy of the 20 Answers series. So you get 38 books, 20 answers on God, 20 answers on the church, on the scriptures, 20 answers on moral issues like bioethics or on divorce and annulments, 20 answers on what you get basically is a college education in the Catholic faith. As a matter of fact, it'd be a pretty good college if it gave you everything you get in these 38 little books. We want to send it to you. $500 one-time pledge right now, and let's meet that match. 888-291-8000. Back to the phones. Tim Staples is our guest. Amanda, I just want to say to Amanda in Tennessee who called before, we did an interview specifically on the precious blood of Jesus a couple years ago with Father Hugh Barber. And so I put that in the show notes. Nick will make sure that it's there. You can just click the link and you can watch a whole hour of conversation. Amen. I think it's an hour with Father Hugh Barber on the precious blood of Jesus. Let's go to Jed in Knoxville, Tennessee, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Jed in Knoxville, Tennessee, your question for Tim Staples.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm in the process of formally being brought into the Holy Church.
Yay, and, praise God, God Jed.
You just
God
made
willing,
my day, brother.
Brought into the church. Yeah, I'll be formally brought into the church by Easter, and I'm just so excited, and our God is so good.
Praise Amen, God.
But I just finished a very stimulating conversation with a pair of Mormon missionaries, and these young men, knowing that I'm converting to the Catholic Church, really put an emphasis on this idea they have called the Great Apostasy, you know, the idea that the Church fell into utter heresy and lost all authority after the death of the apostles.
Can I just interrupt you? I'm starting to feel like I'm going to send you a book. I'm starting to feel like by the end of this call, I'm going to send a book to you. But go ahead, ask Tim your question, but don't go anywhere because I feel like there's a perfect book for you.
Yes.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Mr. Staples, during my dialogue with these guys, I drew heavily from an article you wrote, I think back in 2008 on this issue.
Yes.
But I was wondering if you would... for me and the audience, just kind of rehash the Catholic response to this idea. Thanks.
Absolutely. And as you know, they love 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because in verse 3, let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion, the Greek word there is apostasia, which means the falling away right? Unless the falling away comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember when I was still with you? I told you this. You know, what's fascinating here is Paul says, don't be deceived by those who tell you that this is the last times, because that hasn't happened yet. That's his point, right? Now, the Mormon will say, yeah, that's true. It didn't happen, but it happened with the death of the last apostle, right? Well, the problem with that is that Jesus Christ, and there's a number of things we could say here, Jesus Christ guarantees its impossibility in Matthew chapter 16, as you know, the famous text beginning at verse 13, it goes down to 19. And notice it's in the context of folks being confused, right? Jesus asks them, who do men say that I am? And the apostles say, well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Jeremiah, you're Elijah, you're this or that prophet. And Jesus says, but to who do you say that I am? And St. Peter responds, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it's in that context that Jesus says to Peter, blessed are you, Simon, son of John, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father's in heaven. And I say to you, you are Peter, the rock, and upon this rock, notice, I will build my church. This is the most important point to make to our Mormon friends. This is Jesus Christ speaking. He says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So notice, Jesus guarantees that this church that he's talking about, the gates of hell will never prevail, and he is building it. Well, if the Mormons say that, no, this church fell away with the death of the last apostle, what does that say about Jesus? And yet, Joseph Smith reestablishes the church in the 1800s, and that church still exists 100 and some years later. You mean Jesus couldn't keep the church together as long as Joseph Smith? But you know what? They claim to be the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They claim to worship God the Father, of course, and Jesus Christ. It doesn't make sense. The fact is, Jesus guaranteed the church ain't going anywhere. In fact, he says in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, I will be with you all days, even to the end of the age. St. Paul guarantees in Ephesians 3, 21, that the church he's describing now as an apostle, and the Mormons acknowledge he's an apostle, he says the church he's describing in Ephesians 4, 11 through 15, that is replete with apostles, pastors, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, will be here in every generation, world without end, according to Ephesians 3, 21. Pasa genea, in every generation, world without end. So until the end of the age, Jesus is building his church. It will be here till the end of time, and apostasy is impossible. Now, will there be an apostasy? Absolutely. There have been many apostasies over the centuries, local, some larger than others. There will be a great final apostasy, but that apostasy can never be total, because Jesus guarantees that the church will be here until the end of time. As Vatican I defined infallibly in session 4 of that great ecumenical council on the Church of Christ, the divine constitution on the church, in session 4, sections 2, 3, and 4, you can read all about it. The church is guaranteed to be here with perpetual successors of Peter until the end of time. And that is part of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, my friends, that everybody needs to hear. Jesus Christ is still with his church. In fact, to our caller, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says the church is Jesus Christ extended into this world. I always say to my Mormon friends, Jesus tells us in Matthew 18, 15 through 18, that if we have problems, you take it to the church. And my Mormon friends agree, amen, but that's the Mormon church. Okay, well, where do you go if you're living in the year 1778? You're in the colonies in the United States, and you pick up your Bible, and Jesus says, take it to the church. Where do you go? Of course, the Mormon says, well, I guess you can't go anywhere because the church didn't exist. It had apostatized. Uh-huh. Well, that makes Jesus a liar, a false prophet, because he guaranteed you could go to the church. The good news is the Catholic Church has been here all along and will be till the end of time. But you know what, folks? We need to be able to proclaim this message that Jesus Christ really did live, die, and is resurrected from the dead. He established a church, the Catholic Church, that will be here until the end of time. That is the source of our security in Jesus Christ. But we need to be able to proclaim it to folks. And in order for us to do that, we need your help. You know what? Can I say this to everybody listening right now? We help y'all out constantly, all year long. We're asking you to help us right now at 888-291-8000. Give us a call now.
888-291-8000. We're going to send Jed The Apostasy That Wasn't, the great book from Rod Bennett. We need your help right now. We've got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Call, make your pledge, 888-291-8000. If you can pledge 20 a month, we can send you the Augustine Bible.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Are your friends or family discouraging you from becoming Catholic?
We can help on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples is our guest. And in addition to answering any question that comes our way about the Bible, about Jesus, about Joseph Smith, if you got one of those, you want to know something about the Catholic faith, you want to know how Catholics respond, as the last caller did, to Mormon missionaries or Jehovah's Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventists, or maybe you want to know what the Catholic response is to modern atheism. Maybe you yourself are a modern atheist. You're welcome to call. The number to get through to talk to Marie to get your call screened is 888-318-7884, but I ain't giving that out anymore. I'll give it out one more time, and that's it for this show, because we've got another number that's we got to give out a lot this show, 888-318-7884. That other number is our fundraising number. We only raise funds every quarter. Four times a year, we come to you for 3 days. Just take 6 hours and only take a little bit of those 6 hours to tell you of our need. Right now, we are trying to meet a $15,000 match. What we try to do in our 3 days of pledge drive fundraising, what we try to do is be funded for the next 3 months. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We got a long way to go. We're not
We're not even a quarter of the way there. So we're almost through our first day, and we're not even a quarter of the way there to being fully funded for the next 3 months. But we trust in God, and we certainly trust in you. We've always come through for us before. So let's just start with this. Let's meet that match. We'll try to do it in the next 10 minutes.
That's right.
And then that will give us time to raise some extra money to pay for the School of Apologetics and the other new things. I mean, Tim says he wants to hire some apologists. So one of the best things I think that could happen right now in the Catholic world is some of these young apologists who are out there. Come work here with Tim Staples and Jimmy Akin. Really get all the rough edges polished off. And then when Tim and Jimmy go on to greener pastures, was that a nice way to say it?
Or maybe to the next life.
then there's going to be another generation of these guys ready to go. Yes. So if you'll help us do that, 888-291-8000, the number. If you can make a $20 a month pledge, we're going to send you this Bible, the Augustine Bible. Absolutely beautiful. But you got to make a $20 per month pledge in it for us to be able to do that.
And folks, we have 8 minutes now. I want to be able to announce at 4:40 that we have hit this match, and we've got a long way to go. But you know what? I believe y'all are going to come through. Man, the faith of Cy Kellett is rubbing off on me.
I know, my deep and abiding.
Y'all got to know, I'm usually scared to death, and we make it in the last 30 seconds. And then, you know, but I'm telling you, y'all have been coming through, and I know there's some folks out there right now. You need to call 888-291-8000. Look, if God wants us to do what we believe he wants us to do, folks are going to call.
Yeah.
You know what? If we don't get the money, we can't do it, right?
And he apparently wants us to do something else.
That's right. But you know what, folks? I believe we're going to meet this match and beyond. And I'll tell you what, once we hit this match, we want y'all to really pour it on. I'll say this one more time. I know there's some folks that are giving $20 a month. You can make it $40. You're giving $25. You can make it $50 a month. And I know there's a lot more out there that can give that $100 a month. Even that $500 a month gift, you don't know how much that means to Catholic Answers. Those $500 a month or $1,000 a month, huge, huge, huge. Thank you all for giving, and keep calling 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. As Tim said, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got questions to answer, so we're not going to spend all our time raising funds, but you have made it so that we don't have to, and we're grateful for that. Lines are open for you right now if you want to call. When you call, I'll remind you, you're speaking to people who work here at Catholic Answers. Say hello. Ask them what they do. Ask them their name. They'll be happy to talk with you. On the other hand, they're ready to go. They've gone through the trainings that Marie puts on, and Marie is mean, you know, frankly. So they can get you done in 45 seconds, a minute and a half, because of the drill sergeant-like training that Marie has given them. Emily's up next in Evansville, Indiana, listening on Roku. That makes me so happy, Emily, that you're listening on Roku. Your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Very well, sister. Thank you so much for calling us that. What can we help you with?
I have to say Catholic Answers made me Catholic.
Oh, praise God. Thank God.
Oh, you don't know how much that means to us. You're the second one that has said that today, and that just makes us go through the roof. What's on your mind, Emily?
Okay, so I was thinking, if God made viruses and, you know, even diseases and stuff like that, would the sin be how we react to those viruses, like if we're negative about it and stuff?
Profound, you know? Profound question, Emily. And yes, you're right in the sense that God created everything in potentia when he created the material order. So you're right, diseases included, everything is there, at least in potentia. And we know, and I'll give you a little bit of apologetics here, Emily, that a lot of folks always ask us the question, you know, about what about dinosaurs and things like that? How do we square that stuff? Remember that, yeah, dinosaurs existed millions of years ago and such. When Adam and Eve were created, it wasn't that, you know, dinosaurs never died. There was never death until Adam and Eve, right? No. God protected Adam and Eve. This is the story of God, the Garden of Eden. Whatever diseases and viruses that were there in the creation in potentia, because God created all things, as you rightly said, they were protected from. There would have been no diseases, no viruses for Adam and Eve and their offspring if they would have obeyed God. However, and then of course God had a plan of their divinization. We don't know how that would have worked. We don't know because they fell. And so that's the covenants that we have are as a result of their fall. But the bottom line is, when they fell, then they are opened up to all of those things that you talked about, diseases, viruses, and such. They went from, you know, being able to with ease work in the garden and bring forth whatever they needed, or God would, you know, it was so easy that God would bring it forth, right? There was still work, but it was so easy because they were in perfect harmony with God and with creation. Now, it's with the sweat of the brow. Now, there would be labor pains. Sorry, ladies, you can blame Adam for that one, right? There would have been no labor pains were it not for sin. No pain, no viruses, no diseases at all. So given the fact that there is a fall and now we have diseases and the created order is out of whack, at least we're not protected from things like that, then you are absolutely correct. We need to know that God will not allow anything to happen in our lives unless he knows he can bring not just good, but a greater good out of those evils. And that's our faith. We know God allows COVID. Absolutely, he did. If he didn't want it, guess what? It wouldn't be here. Not that he's the cause in the sense of directly causing it, but at the least he permitted it. And so you're right. It's a matter of our response. We need to respond to whatever crosses God gives us with joy in our heart, knowing that God has a plan. He has a reason why he has allowed everything. And we can look with expectation towards seeing how God is going to bring good out of it. So thanks so much for your call, Emily, because probably a few people needed to hear that response right there. You know what, folks? As Catholics, we can't help. Somebody asked me about joy earlier. You can't help but to be joyful when you're Catholic, if you know your faith.
Right. Yeah.
Because our faith is a source, or the source of joy, a joy that comes from faith. It comes from the knowledge of God's love for us. As our friend, I know you don't like the words mentioned, our friend Patrick Coffin used to say, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Right?
I'm not scared of Patrick Coffin anymore. All right, I'm a little bit scared of Patrick Coffin still.
Well, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And amen. God is in control of everything that is happening in your life and on this planet. And so there is absolutely nothing to fear when you are serving the living God. That's an important message that we have to give to folks every day. And you know what? I've got another important message.
Uh-huh,
we actually beat...
We did it.
Beat it by 2 minutes.
Yeah, right. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You folks, said you wanted to do it by 4:40. We got 2 minutes left, and we met the match.
This is incredible. I have never seen this. As long as I've been doing it, I've right. never yeah. seen on the first day us meeting our challenges this easy. Not easy. This early. It's not easy. But this early, folks, I have to thank each and every one of you that has called and has given. We have hit both matches. But you know what? Now's when we got to take it beyond. We need you to keep calling so we can not just fund the status quo. Folks, it's time to take it beyond.
Yeah,
we've got to expand Catholic Answers. And I'm going to tell you right now, we have plans for expanding Catholic Answers right now. If you want to be a part of that, give us a call at 888-291-8000, because now we're going to go beyond just meeting the basic needs, and we're going to expand Catholic Answers. Will you grow with us? Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or call right now. Folks, we got a lot of open lines. 888-291-8000. Don't stop calling.
888-291-8000 is the number to call to support Catholic Answers. I'll tell you how it's over 3 days. We got to raise all the money to be funded for the next 3 months. So you would think, well, you want to be one third funded the first day, two thirds the second day, and then finish on the third day. It doesn't work out that way. That's not human nature. But we are a long way from being even one quarter funded. So it's been a Amen. Great, great first day, but we are a long way from where we need to be. And
that's
so
right.
I want to say again that the Augustine Institute has made this really beautiful Bible. the Augustine Bible, and they've given it to us to give to you if you can make a pledge of $20 a month or more. So I'd love to fill up the lines right now with folks who can make that $20 per month pledge. If you can do that, we're able to send you the Bible, and it means so much to us funding our ongoing operations and helping to get us to that. Well, let's try to at least be a quarter of the way funded by, before we go off the air today. I'm going to go back to calls. I don't want you to think we're going to talk a long time about this, but I got to let the person know who can make that $500 gift. There are people who, for whom it is not a heavy lift to make a $500 gift. And if you can do that, we're going to send you the Augustine Bible, and then we're going to send you the entire set, a college education worth, more than a college education's worth, of certainly than you'd get in most Catholic colleges. I mean, it might not be a Thomas Aquinas college education. You know, but the average Catholic college, this definitely beats it. 38 different books in the 20 Answers series, 20 Answers on God, 20 Answers on Jesus, 20 Answers on the Scripture, 20 Answers on Mary. As a matter of fact, the guy that wrote the 20 Answers on Mary book, I know him. He loves Mary, and he does a great job. and he actually is sitting right next to me right now. But you can get the moral issues. We can get the cultural issues. You know, 20 Answers on, as I mentioned before, on bioethics. Where else are you going to find a compact 20 Answers? Oh, you worried about the New Age? Well, we've got a 20 Answers book on the New Age. This is a college education.
Amen.
And so I'd ask if you can make that $500 one-time pledge. $500 one-time gift. Just pick up the phone right now and call 888-291-8000. We'll send you the Augustine Bible, and we'll send you that 38 books in the 20 Answers series. I'll be honest with you. I think maybe some people are taking a breather because we made the match, because the lines are not lighting up right now.
Folks,
time to come to our aid.
Hey, listen, we need you right now, folks. We can't just make status quo. And as Cy said, we ain't even close to being funded.
No.
That, like he said, this is a good first day. But you know, the second day is usually better than the first, and the third is better than the second. That's the way these things go. But we have got to have a good first day. We need to get off on the right foot. I want the first day to beat the second day until tomorrow. Then I want the second day to beat the first day.
I know how you
are. but folks, come on now. We need your help. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 open lines right now. Folks, would you like to see another apologist at Catholic Answers? Would you like to see other video projects? And I wish I could talk about the expansion we want to do. We'll be talking about that soon. Folks, do you want to be part? Give us a call right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Maybe you can give $10 a month. That will help, folks. $25 a month, $50 a month. And I know we've got some folks out there that can give a one-time $5,000 gift or a $1,000 gift right now. So pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. That is 888-291-8000. Thank you. A few have called, but we got a lot of open lines.
888-291-8000, the number. Let me read just a couple notes that were sent to me to read on air. Tim and Cy, please say hi to all the truck drivers. Hi to all the truck drivers. That's from Lewis in Walla Walla, listens all the time. Lewis, thanks, and thanks for your pledge of support. Trish, a retired Catholic school teacher in Mississippi, donated $25. God bless you, Trish. Thank you very, very much. And thanks for educating the children of Mississippi. Rose just donated $15. That means a lot to Tim. His daughter is named Rose, his oldest daughter named Rose. Steve, a Catholic dentist from Cincinnati, Ohio, through the intercession of Saint Apollonia, challenges all Catholic dentists to make a donation. Okay, seriously, all you Catholic dentists, that's a serious challenge. We're going to need you to step up right now. 888-291-8000. Also, Larry from Pearl, Mississippi, said, Cy just twisted my arm, so I'm calling in. I am so happy that I twisted your arm, Larry. And then he said, go find Carlo and tell him because you know that's how they talk down there. So, all right, we told Carlo now.
In Louisiana.
888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines. We're about half full now. There's plenty of spots. If you got that $5 donation and you think, well, they want to take other calls, hey, perfect time for you right now. Maybe you got a $1, $5, $10 donation. It's a perfect time, and we're very, very grateful if you do. Let's go to, who am I supposed to go to now? I believe it's Joshua in Richmond, Virginia, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. The Catholic Answers Live app is paid for by our donors. Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Joshua, for downloading it onto your phone. Your question for Tim.
Sure. Yeah. First of all, I just want to say to both of you, God bless you. I became a Catholic a few years ago. I'm 24, so I'm still young.
Praise
God. If it weren't for Catholic Answers, I don't know where I'd be. So
wow.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Wow, this is quite a day.
That's why folks need
really
to call.
That's a really nice thing to say. Yeah.
That's why folks need to call right now, 888-291-8000, because this is what happens by God's grace through Catholic Answers Radio.
Yeah.
So, again, 888-291-8000. We have way too many open lines.
And Joshua, I just want to end on a high note, so I'm not going to let you ask a question because that made us feel so good. I'm just going to leave it there. So bye, Joshua. No, just kidding. Go ahead. What's your question for Tim?
Thank you, Si. I'm 24. I'm young, and I've been not struggling with my faith as a Catholic. I'm rock solid, and I'm fixed for life.
Praise God.
But I'm struggling with how to talk to kids my age about being Catholic, how to spread this amazing church to everyone. I've really been struggling with how to go through with that. So I'm just looking for some advice, really.
Well, I'm going to give you a homework assignment here, buddy. Number one, read Evangelii Nuntiandi of Pope St. Paul VI, December 8th, I think it's 1975. It is an incredible document. I could be wrong on that year, but I'm pretty sure. On evangelization, it is wonderful. And I'm going to focus on paragraphs 21 and 22 in that great document, because in paragraph 21, Pope St. Paul VI says, the first act of evangelization is a life vivified by the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot give what you ain't got. Now, there's a certain sense in which, of course, the word works through a donkey, right? You can be in sin and such, and you share the word, and the word works. That's true. But a life that is consecrated to God, that is filled with the Holy Spirit, is far more effective. That's what Paul VI is talking about. The first act, in fact, he talks about how the first act of evangelization is a life lived. That is true. We are to be the light of the world. That's what Jesus said, right? It's what we are first that communicates the gospel. As Paul said it in Romans chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, as much as it is in me, I'm prepared to preach the gospel to those who are at Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So number one is a life lived for Jesus. And trust me, brother, when you live it, you exude joy. Folks are going to ask questions, which leads me to paragraph 22, where Pope St. Paul VI also says, no matter how well the life is lived, it will never be sufficient. That's what he said. Never be sufficient. Why? Because it will lead to the question why. And it is then that we must be able to give reasons. And in fact, Pope Paul VI quotes 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready to give everyone a reason for the hope that lies within you. And so we must study the truth, we must love the truth, and be prepared to share the truth. And so we have to study the faith, and that's what we're here for, my brother, is to equip you, all of our listeners, to get the Word of God in your head as well as in your heart so that you can share. And that is what we are called to do. And sometimes within families, we can't get past stage one of living because sometimes a prophet is not without honor except in his own household, right? Jesus said in his own hometown, Jesus couldn't do many miracles because of their unbelief. The Bible says, and sometimes that is a fact. We have to live it and pray for third parties to reach our families. Now, in my case, by God's grace, God opened doors with my families. I was able, by God's grace, to help every one of my family members, my father, my mother, my three brothers, even two sisters-in-law, to all become Catholic. But that is by God's grace. The key is simply to be there and to love people the best we can. We're going to mess up. We're going to say things we shouldn't have said. We're going to not say things and know, darn, I should have said something. But if we're loving people doing the best we can, God is going to move. And that's my encouragement to you, brother. Yeah, read that apostolic exhortation. It is glorious. Evangelii Nuntiandi. It's challenging, too, because it challenges us to really study and to learn our faith and to be willing to die for that faith. But the key component, of course, is love. And folks, you know, and thanks, by the way, for your call, brother. But folks, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah.
Love one another as I have loved you. That's what Jesus calls us to do. Well, one of the greatest ways you can love is giving the gospel of Jesus Christ to someone else. And in order to do that, you got to know it. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think there's an organization in the world that does any better job on pure apologetics than Catholic Answers. And I'm not saying that just because I happen to be the director of apologetics and evangelization. I'm saying it because we have a 38-year track record here. We're standing on the shoulders of giants like Carl Keating, like Patrick Madrid, like Jimmy Akin, that have done phenomenal work. And we who have come later, standing on their shoulders, we want to take it even further. And that's what we're here for. Folks, we're here to give people Catholic answers. And that's what people need. But we can't do it. I got to say it again, folks, because we're coming down to the wire right now. We've got 8 minutes, and we need y'all to come through right now. We've got 10 lines open. We have slowed down since we made our match. Folks, if you want us to expand, if you want us to grow, if you want our video department to grow, and it needs to, if you want our online presence to grow, and it needs to, we need to hear from you right now, folks. Oh, we can do so much if y'all will help us right now. Can you do it? Are you ready? Well, get the phone. The number is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're coming down to the wire here, folks. We need your help now. That $25 a month, $100 one-time gift, $1,000 one-time gift. Folks, if it's a $10 one-time gift, we need you now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. You should know that as we approach the top of the hour, folks will stay here answering your calls. So if, you know, you're getting off work and you're in the commute right now and you want to call in a few minutes, people will still be here to answer your calls at 888-291-8000. We do need your support. We have, as Tim said, it just happens. You lose supporters over time. We have lost supporters. We've even lost some radio stations, to be honest with you. It has happened. Different things have happened in the radio, in the Catholic radio world. I'm not saying any of that by way of complaint or anxiety, because people do support us and we're grateful for that support, but we need your support now. We really only come to you 4 times a year. We do not say a word about fundraising at any other time. And we only take part of the hour each hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. Lines are starting to fill up. I appreciate that. I want to let you know what we were able to give you right now to encourage you and to say thank you. These are things that have been made available to us to give to you. The Augustine Institute has given us the Augustine Bible, English Standard Version, the Catholic Edition, a brand new Bible from the Augustine Institute in a beautiful gold inlaid box here. And then just a tremendous, it's one of those things where, you know, it feels like a Bible in your hands. You know, some of them just feel like, they kind of slapped that thing together. This one has heft and weight. It's beautifully printed. It's beautifully made. It's got study help for you there. If you can make a pledge of $20 a month right now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, we're going to send you the Bible. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're listening to us online, it just means a few clicks for you. If you can do it on your phone, it's optimized for the phone or for your laptop. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you can make a $500 pledge, we can give you the Bible, but we'll also send you every single book in the 20 Answers series. That's 38 books on every topic you can think of. Even now, we just have the newest ones, including the one on the New Age movement from the Catholic perspective. You can call 888-291-8000 for the next few minutes, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You should know that if you're listening to this overnight, if you're listening to this around the world later, We know our friend Amalia listens live in Dubai, but not everybody in Dubai can stay up at 2 in the morning and listen
now
live.
Now, they can keep calling till when?
You can keep calling for another 15, 20 minutes, probably.
All right, so but stay you can go on the line and keep calling. 888-291-8000 for another 15 minutes. Keep calling.
And around the world, whether it's now or later that you're listening, CatholicAnswersRadio.com
is
there for you.
And if you're on the line, we will take your call.
Oh, we're definitely taking your call.
That's right.
Yeah, don't hang up. We're going to get to your call. 888-291-8000. It really was a great first day. Let's give it a really strong finish. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.